local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
We say hello, happy Friday. It's Pensacola Right Now, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. Thanks so much for tuning in and making us part of your afternoons and evenings each and every day. We certainly appreciate it and don't take that for granted at all. Text line is always open, 850-437-1620. Traffic line, 850-262-6111. We start with today's top three stories. President Biden ramping up his attacks on Donald Trump in his re-election campaign.
The choice is clear. Donald Trump's campaign is about him, not America, not you. Donald Trump's campaign is obsessed with the past, not the future.
And speaking in Pennsylvania and marking 3 years since the Capitol riots today, Biden says the 2024 election is all about preserving democracy. Biden added the MAGA voices have abandoned the truth about January 6th and have abandoned democracy. Some would say, Austin, that another hint or sign of abandoning democracy would be the idea of getting people off of ballots in states.
That's one reason. It's an unpopular measure.
But I digress. A couple other top stories here, both of them locally. This one's pretty interesting. I actually, this week, reached out to NAS Pensacola.
Okay.
There was, of course, we all remember, less than a month ago, there was a bomb threat.
Right.
Closed down NAS Pensacola. They said in quick order there was a suspect that had been arrested, and really no other information that we've gotten from NAS Pensacola on that particular one. And so I reached out to the base because I was like, hey, it's been almost a month since the bomb threat. We know that there was a suspect apprehended.
Right.
Do we have an arrest report? Do we have a name? Any other information that you can share with us on that? We have not heard back. Now, it's the military. We get it. Things tend to trickle out a lot slower than they might if there was a, you know, the sheriff's office or the police department, a local jurisdiction that was, you know, in charge and that this was on, if this wasn't on base, right? You know, because we have situations, we have bomb threats at schools and other things like that, and information comes out a lot quicker. Well, obviously, this one's a lot different because we haven't heard anything since then. Well, today, another bomb threat on board NAS Pensacola. This one around 10 a.m., and really the only information that we gotten from NAS Pensacola was on their Facebook page today. As a little before noon, they posted an update saying that the both gates, the main and west gates, were open to DOD cardholders only. Public access points are closed, those including the National Naval Aviation Museum, the Lighthouse, and Fort Barrancas. No word on a suspect being apprehended in this case as of now. But, you know, don't know if these two were connected in any way, but obviously something to keep in mind there. And hopefully we get more information from the Navy, not only about this one, but about the one that happened almost a month ago. Also, an armed robbery at the Synovus Bank downtown. That happened roughly around the same time today. According to PPD, 74-year-old Randall Digsby was arrested outside of the bank only 2 minutes after the robbery was reported. PPD says the weapon used was a knife. Nobody was hurt. A small amount of cash was taken and recovered by police at the scene. So a pretty interesting morning here in Pensacola. Those are our top three stories today. More local headlines right after traffic and weather together.
Thank you, Joe. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by ECUA. ECUA Bulk Waste Service is now called for pickup. Call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day. Learn more at ecua.fl.gov. Looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, we don't have anything in Pensacola itself that's too severe. Maybe on Pine Forest Road, if you're traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile, if you just got off of I-10 West there, you may experience some issues taking that exit. Also, if you're traveling southbound on North Davis Highway towards the intersection with Olive Road, that is looking slightly congested at this time, which is typical for this hour especially. And the intersection of Bayou Boulevard and North 9th Avenue kind of has some congestion as well. Brent Lane and North Davis Highway also matches that description. So it's just kind of some busy intersections mainly at this moment in Pensacola. As for Santa Rosa County, Caroline Street, if you're traveling westbound, trying to come over Blackwater River and get into downtown Milton, or if you're traveling eastbound, coming from the Glover Lane area, trying to get into downtown, you're going to experience congestion going both ways there. And lastly, Gulf Breeze Parkway, if you're traveling eastbound towards the Tiger Point area, we've got some congestion in that area, as we often see at this hour.
Heavy rain and potentially thunderstorms will be moving through tonight. Look for breezy weather as well. But the rain will be moving out late tonight or overnight. So Saturday and Sunday, the weather will be dry with a mix of sun and clouds. Highs Saturday, low 60s. Highs Sunday, upper 50s. Our next weather maker is a powerful storm system that moves in Monday night. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. Happy Friday to you. Currently, we're sitting at 58 degrees, overcast skies. The wind's starting to pick up here. We do have high surf advisory and wind advisories in effect through tonight. High surf in effect until tomorrow there as well. Taking a look at some other local headlines today. There was a report coming out late yesterday showing Escambia County near the bottom of the list when it comes to investing in services for children. That, according to the Florida Policy Institute, they rank each county in the state based on numbers relating to nutrition, housing, cost, and availability of child care. Out of Florida's 67 counties, Escambia County at 56.
Well, the results of our schools in our inner city, our urban core, particularly black and brown and children of color, have continued to fail. And we have lacked getting the resources to them that they need to be successful. And so we have to, as a community, collectively come together with our not-for-profits, our faith-based, our civic, our educational, our school teachers, our Head Start. We have to collectively come together, being on the same page, being on the same team, recognizing that no individual is an island. No one can do it alone. We all do it together.
Well, down the road, Santa Rosa and Okaloosa counties faring much better, ranking second and ninth on the list. Also here locally, celebrating, an entire neighborhood is celebrating after cleanup finally started at a home that's been occupied by squatters on Lejeune Drive.
Of course, you never knew what was going to happen. It was unpredictable. There were fist fights and there were, screaming and hollering.
And the city went through a lengthy process to find the homeowners and then had a lengthy legal battle to evict the squatters from the property. The owner is now beginning the process of regaining authority on the property. No fear of ever heard of this. I have not. I'm from the Midwest and I haven't heard of Happy Joe's Pizza and Ice Cream.
Me neither.
So there's a groundbreaking location is coming to Navarre. It's going to be located along Highway 87 South. Happy Joe's, based in the Midwest and famous for its taco pizza. All right. 50 locations nationwide. This is the only one that's south of the state of Missouri. So kudos to Navarre for getting that.
I guess,
yeah. Taco pizza. Now, you know, I'm not much of a taco guy myself. If I was, I'm still probably not combining the two.
I'd try it.
But, yeah, if you've had Happy Joe's, you can let us know what you think, if you're happy or sad or indifferent about whether Navarre is getting one there. 850-437-1620. That's a look at what's happening here locally on a Friday, heading into the first full weekend here of the new year. 420, we'll take a break. State and national headlines when we return on Pensacola Right Now.
Gulf Coast businesses are estimated to lose over $100,000 to email scams. I'm Nathan with Data Revolution, and this is your cybersecurity tip of the month. It's the season of giving, but criminals know you are more likely to click a malicious link if it looks like a good deal. Be wary of all marketing emails, and your bank account will thank you. Businesses along the Gulf Coast trust Data Revolution for their cybersecurity and communications needs. Google Data Revolution Pensacola for more information.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury. Yes.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Are you a fan of all things Florida? Then the Fresh from Florida Club should be on your menu. Search and save your favorite recipes, create custom menus, and get all your cooking questions answered by me, Florida's culinary ambassador, Chef Justin, for free. It's easy to sign up, and best of all, you'll be supporting Florida's farmers, ranchers, and fishermen. Join today at freshfromflorida.com. A message from the Florida Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this station.
Parents usually know if their children will argue over their inheritance, but this can be prevented. I'm Wesley Odom with Armada Advisors. No one wants to see their wealth wasted away because of poor planning. I've assisted several clients with estate planning ideas and sometimes have served as trustee or executor upon their death. Give me a call at 497-6167. Armada Advisors is charting a better course.
Paralyzed veterans Sean Halstead and Noah Currier.
I was Air Force from 93 to 98. I got hurt practicing combat search and rescue, fell off a fast rope, so shattered L1 vertebrae. I don't know where I'd be without paralyzed veterans. I've only seen that now.
Unite through struggle, you know, that's what the Marine Corps and service is all about. You get tight and those bonds just get stronger and stronger the more you struggle together, and the harder the hardship. And I don't know if it gets any harder than being a quadriplegic, so, you know, we instantly bond.
Paralyzed Veterans of America is a nonprofit, and it gets no federal funding.
And we provide every service free of charge to every veteran and caregiver that we support.
Paralyzed Veteran and PVA Executive Director Sherman Gillums Jr.
Every life, every success, every recovery, it's tied to the initial investment you've had in us.
To learn more, visit PVA.org, a public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Start your mornings off informed with all things Pensacola on the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Hey, yeah, I wanna shoot, baby, shoot.
Happy Friday, Pensacola, right now. News Radio 92.3 with Joe and Austin. Thanks so much for tuning in, making us part of your day. Austin, we have gotten a couple of endorsements during the commercial break from listeners who can confirm that the Happy Joe's pizza place does have a great taco pizza.
Awesome.
One texter saying they're originally from North Dakota and popular up there. Also, another texter with a little history lesson for us, that there used to be a Happy Joe's across from the University Mall in the late 70s.
Okay.
And they also did confirm a great taco pizza. So there you go. I appreciate those listeners' comments. 850-437-1620. Traffic line, 850-262-6111. Right before state and national news, get an update on the roads and weather.
Thank you, Joe. Looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, Pine Forest Road is giving us the most trouble in Pensacola itself. If you are getting off of I-10 westbound there and trying to travel north towards West 9 Mile Road, we've got a lot of congestion in that area. Also, Brent Lane, if you're traveling westbound towards North Davis Highway, there's some minor congestion there, but nothing too severe. Also, if you are traveling on West Fairfield Drive coming from North Pace Boulevard there, if you're traveling westbound coming from that area, there is some congestion building up there as well. And besides that, there's just a little bit of spurts here and there, nothing too severe outside of Pensacola, closer to the Milton area in Santa Rosa County. If you're traveling westbound over Blackwater River on Caroline Street trying to come into downtown Milton, we've still got a lot of backups there.
All right. Thank you very much. Weather, 58 degrees, overcast right now. High surf advisory, wind advisory in effect through the overnight hours, as we do have rain and wind coming into the picture mostly later on tonight, overnight, 55 for a low. And throughout the day tomorrow, we'll have showers early, then clearing out for some sunshine, high of 63, 43 overnight tomorrow, 43 with mostly cloudy skies. Sunday, partly sunny, high of 60. And then Monday, we have some rain coming into the picture again with potentially severe weather to look forward to, so prepare yourselves accordingly. State headlines today, Florida residents are a step closer to voting on abortion access in the state. Today, the Division of Elections verifying nearly 911,000 petition signatures to put on the November ballot the constitutional question asking if women should be able to have abortions until fetal viability.
The fact that we launched our campaign only 8 months ago and we've already reached our petition goal speaks to the unprecedented support and momentum there is to get politicians out of our private lives and healthcare decisions.
Of course, the state Supreme Court is going to be reviewing the question's wording to determine if it can go on the ballot. So that is still up in the air.
And a new law was just passed in Deltona, Florida, that requires dog owners to provide their pooch with daily exercise. Hmm. It's part of a new set of mandates designed to prevent animal cruelty. The new law says, quote, animals must be given appropriate daily exercise. But it does concede that the right amount can depend on the dog's age, health, and breed. In other words, a two-year-old border collie needs to get out there and run, but your tiny Pomeranian might be getting a decent workout just zipping around the house.
Hmm. All right. The FDA is finally allowing Florida to import cheaper drugs from Canada.
The FDA approval paves the way for the state to import cheaper prescription drugs from Canada. Governor DeSantis signed the plan into law in 2019, but had to sue the FDA to finally receive today's approval.
Florida has now filed a lawsuit against the FDA. They have unlawfully withheld and unreasonably delayed approval of Florida's program, and we think this violates federal law.
With the FDA's green light, DeSantis estimates the program will save Floridians up to $150 million a year on prescription drugs. Karen Curtis, Miami.
And also, an exploding toilet is the subject of a lawsuit filed near Orlando. A Dunkin' customer sued the company earlier this week for injuries he suffered when a toilet exploded at a Winter Park location 2 years ago. Paul Kerouac claims the explosion left him covered in urine and feces. He's seeking over $100,000 in damages for what he calls severe and long-term injuries that left him in need of counseling. Seems more of a mental thing than physical.
Yes.
There.
This is definitely psychological trauma.
Well, also,
let me ask you this. I mean, I know every case is different, but didn't we just like last week cover something about a crazy lady? She was upset about
Hershey's lawsuit.
Yeah, and how much was she asking for in damages?
$5 million.
Exactly. This dude was literally damaged. It sounds like physically and yes, psychologically. And he's asking for a
lowballing there.
Yeah, over $100,000, man. Yeah. I would be suing them for all they could give me. That's rough.
Yeah. Quick recap here of our top three stories today before we get to the Fox News update. President Biden back on the campaign trail, marking 3 years since the Capitol riots, painting a picture that he says is a clear difference between he and Donald Trump, says that voting for him is about preserving democracy. And a couple of big stories here locally, actually. A bomb threat reported on board NAS Pensacola this morning at around 10 a.m. NAS Pensacola on their Facebook page says the Navy security forces responded to the threat about a little under 2 hours later. They did reopen the base to DOD cardholders only. Also, an armed robbery at the downtown Synovus Bank on West Romana Street a little before 10. PPD says 74-year-old Randall Digsby was arrested outside the bank about 2 minutes after the robbery was reported. The weapon allegedly used was a knife. Nobody was hurt, and a small amount of cash was taken and recovered by police on scene. 4:30 right now. We'll have national headlines coming up next. Look at what's happening in the sports world. Of course, we know the NFL is a big deal, but new numbers saying, yeah, it's a big deal. We'll tell you how big coming up next.
Tom Rigotti, President Biden is focusing on the Capitol riot in his first campaign speech of the new year, putting the blame squarely on former President Donald Trump for the violence.
He's willing to sacrifice our democracy, put himself in power. Our campaign is different. For me and Kamala, our campaign is about America. It's about you. It's about every age and background that occupy this country.
As Israel's war in Gaza stretches into the new year, the Israeli government is cementing long-term plans for the territory. Fox's Alex Hogan is in Tel Aviv.
So the country's defense minister, Yoav Gallant, laid out this plan saying that Israel should not control Gaza, that that should be up to the right of Palestinian bodies, but added that Israel should retain the right to conduct any kind of military operation on the ground and should also have the right to inspect any goods entering Gaza.
America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Citing a still challenging U.S. automotive market, Chrysler and Jeep parent Stellantis said today it won't advertise in next month's Super Bowl. The decision follows a similar one made by the number one U.S. vehicle seller. General Motors said in November it would not advertise during the February 11th championship game as it tries to cut marketing costs. After hitting record highs in 2022, global prices for food commodities like grain and vegetable oil fell last year. The UN's Food and Agriculture Organization Food Price Index, tracking global prices of commonly traded food commodities, ended 13.7% lower overall than the 2022 average, even though its measures of sugar and rice prices jumped by more than 20% each amid supply issues. On Wall Street today, the S&P 500 edged up 8 points and the Dow Jones Industrials added 25. However, the major indexes all fell for the week, snapping the market streak of 9 straight weekly advances. That's Your Money Now.
Start the new year off with a bang of big savings during the Omaha Steaks end of season event. You can stock up on all your favorites and get 50% off site-wide. That's 50% off incredible steaks like their legendary Butcher's Cut Filet Mignon, or sink your teeth into their memorable Butcher's Cut Top Sirloin. Just go to omahasteaks.com. Plus, when you use code QUALITY at checkout, you'll get an extra $30 off your order. From perfectly aged tender steaks to juicy burgers, decadent desserts, and classic comfort meals, every bite is guaranteed perfect. For a limited time, get 50% off site-wide. Plus, save an extra $30 when you use promo code QUALITY at checkout. Start the new year off right and warm up your winter with tender steaks and hearty home-cooked favorites from Omaha Steaks. All 50% off with their end-of-season event. Make sure to enter the promo code QUALITY at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum purchase may apply.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. For almost a decade, I've been telling you about my friends at Frontier Motors in Pensacola. The biggest reason is they help my listeners save thousands of dollars when purchasing a slightly used car over a brand new one. Consumer Reports says the average new car depreciates a whopping $9,200 in the first year alone. That's crazy. So if you're thinking new, don't. Go see Frontier Motors and see how much they can save you on a current year car with very low miles. And if your goal is to get out of debt, bring Frontier Motors your car and they can write you a check on the spot. Frontier Motors can also do consignments and they don't charge a fee or a commission. Frontier Motors have been helping the people in the Pensacola area for 21 years. They are the go-to dealer for free advice when it comes to buying or selling a car. Please go see my friends at Frontier Motors. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey sent you.
There's nothing like a family-friendly Mardi Gras for all y'all in Pensacola, Florida. It all starts with the kickoff celebration on January 6th, followed by the Cordova Mall Ball on the 20th. Then, on the 26th, the first ever Mardi Gras Mambo. Don't miss the Grand Mardi Gras Parade on February 10th. And it all culminates with Fat Tuesday on February 13th. Kick off the new year by having fun with the whole family. Visit PensacolaMardiGras.com and get ready to roll.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute, sponsored by Fairfield by Marriott, official hotel partner of the NCAA. It's time to apologize to Packers general manager Brian Gutekunst. For 3 years, he was dragged for drafting Jordan Love to replace Aaron Rodgers. And on Sunday, Love has a chance to lead the Packers to the playoffs in his first year as a starter. As for Rodgers, unfortunately, he got hurt, but he continues to spew nonsense in interviews, and I'm sure the Packers don't miss that drama at all. I'm Zach Gelb.
Get the home field advantage every time with Fairfield by Marriott, official hotel partner of the NCAA. Whether you're a student athlete working toward your championship dreams or your team's biggest fan, Fairfield by Marriott has everything you need to get ready for game day, from comfortable guest rooms to complimentary hot breakfast. Fairfield is part of the Marriott Bonvoy portfolio of hotels and official hotel partner of the NCAA. Visit fairfield.marriott.com to book your next game day stay.
Did you know that feeling sluggish or weighed down could be a sign that your digestive system isn't working at its best? Taking Metamucil every day can help. Metamucil fiber powders help promote your daily digestive health using a plant-based fiber called psyllium. The gelling action of this special fiber traps and removes waste so you can feel lighter and more energetic. Metamucil, promoting digestive health for a better you. Learn more at Metamucil.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you hungry for news that keeps you informed, is local and dependable? Look no further than News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and on AM 1620. We're your trusted source for all the latest happenings in the Emerald Coast. From breaking news to in-depth reports, we've got you covered. Our team of experienced journalists brings you the stories that matter most to our community. Stay connected with local events, weather updates, and traffic reports, ensuring you're always one step ahead. We're News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just over 4:35 here. We will get another quick check of the roads and weather. Starting with the roads, there's not a ton to report on in Pensacola itself. We do have minor spurts of congestion here and there, particularly on Pine Forest Road if you're traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile Road. If you're just now getting off the exit there and trying to travel north towards West 9 Mile, we do have some congestion that's going to have you backed up there. So look out for that if you're in that area. Also, we do have some congestion on West Fairfield Drive just past North Pace Boulevard if you're traveling westbound on Fairfield, so look out for that as well. Also, what road is this here? If you're traveling westbound on Beverly Parkway towards, what is this intersection here? It's the intersection with North W Street. So Beverly Parkway traveling westbound towards North W Street, we've got some congestion in that area as well. Those are the biggest stretches of congestion we're seeing in Pensacola, but when we get to Santa Rosa County, if you are around downtown Milton, we've got a lot of issues. If you're traveling eastbound coming from the Dogwood Drive area, we've got some congestion there. Or if you're traveling westbound on Caroline Street trying to come over Blackwater River, you're going to be severely backed up until further notice.
All right, thank you very much. Meteorologist Alan Strum with a look at the weekend forecast.
Tonight, the forecast calls for heavy rain to move in and to move out. We could see a few inches of rainfall, and it will be breezy as this system moves through. Saturday and Sunday, dry with a mix of sun and clouds and highs in the upper 50s to low 60s. We've got another weather maker that's set to strike early next week, and that one is expected to be a powerful storm. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. We are currently sitting at 58 degrees, overcast skies with high surf and wind advisories in effect through the overnight hours as well. I'll talk about the weather. Major winter storm loaded with snow is bearing down on the east. As forecasters say, the storm will dump the first major helping of snow on the region in 2 years. It is expected to pour rain on the Gulf Coast. Of course, that's us all day today and into tonight, and then move upwards 6 inches to a foot of snow will be common across central and southern New England. Some areas could get buried under 20 inches of snow.
My goodness. Well, speaking of natural disasters, an earthquake rattled Southern California residents today. According to the U.S. Geological Survey, the 4.1 magnitude quake hit at 10:55 a.m. local time and was centered near Little Creek, which is about 60 miles east of L.A. Posts on social media showed that the tremor was felt throughout the Southern California area, including Orange County and San Diego County, and luckily there are no reports of damage or injury so far.
Ohio Governor Mike DeWine signing an executive order today which bans gender transition surgeries for minors.
I signed an executive order just a few moments ago, enacting emergency rules that ban gender transition surgeries for minors at any hospital or ambulatory surgical facility in Ohio. This ban is effective immediately.
And this is interesting, curious, because it comes just a week after he vetoed House Bill 68, which would have banned trans minors from receiving certain health care and would have prohibited trans females from participating in female athletics. DeWine also says he's putting new rules and protections into place, including requiring extensive mental health counseling prior to anyone being considered for treatments.
It seems like he's compensating for maybe like a like the controversial nature of him vetoing that. Trying to save some face amongst his party there. House Republicans are planning to hold the president's son, Hunter Biden, in contempt of Congress. The House Oversight Committee will hold a markup next week to prepare the contempt resolution for a vote. Republicans subpoenaed Hunter Biden as part of their impeachment inquiry into the Biden family's business dealings, but the president's son refused to testify, saying that he's only willing to answer questions publicly.
Half dozen people in Minnesota are accused of dispensing fentanyl through stuffed animals. Prosecutors say the six suspects were involved in moving the drug across the Twin Cities and nearby. The group reportedly went to Arizona to buy the drugs, placed them inside the stuffed animals, and then shipped them to the Twin Cities. They found 30,000 grams of fentanyl pills in six packages.
And the head of the National Rifle Association is stepping down. Wayne LaPierre announced his decision to resign just days before his civil trial in New York is set to begin. New York Attorney General Letitia James has accused LaPierre and other current and former NRA leaders of violating nonprofit laws.
442 here at News Radio 92.3, listening to Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin. In the sports world today, we have an ESPN doubleheader coming up this evening on in the NBA. Knicks taking on the 76ers at 6:30, and then the Memphis Grizzlies and the LA Lakers at 9 o'clock. NFL crushing, and I mean crushing, the competition on TV. Nielsen data shows 93 of the top 100 most watched TV broadcast in 2023 were NFL games. At the top of the list, Super Bowl 57, to nobody's surprise, 115 million people. The only two non-NFL games in the top 50 were the State of the Union and the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. The State of the Union came in at number 21 and the parade at 45.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
And, hey, we got more football on this weekend. So Saturday, the doubleheader, ABC, ESPN. Austin Steelers taking on the Ravens at 3:30. Mm-hmm. And then the Texans and the Colts, that's a massive one at 7:15.
Yep.
Winner looking like they could be in with some help. Losers out.
Yeah, I think the winner is in, because that's the thing.
Is that right?
I think so, because we need one of those teams to fall. Both of them have head-to-head wins over the Steelers, and the Steelers are playing for a playoff spot. So I think if the Texans, for example, win, they are in.
Yeah.
It's simply a matter of who wins the AFC South.
And I also know that there are a couple of games that we all may think of as being insignificant where they're not fighting for playoff spots, but, for example, the Raiders game, they're playing the Broncos.
Right.
Depending on who wins that game, if there's a tie in the AFC between like the Steelers, the Bills, and somebody else, I don't know, the Colts or Texans, whatever, whoever wins that game could impact the who gets into the playoffs based on the conference tiebreaker for strength of schedule. So there's like all these sorts of stuff that's going to be sorted out here. Sunday game, big games have the let's see, what's the big... Okay, so you got the NFC South on Sunday.
Yeah.
The Saints and the Falcons are competing for the NFC South. You have the Packers, who need to beat the Bears to get into the playoffs.
Yep.
So when the Bears win, they will knock the Packers out, which I'm very excited for.
Right.
And then the big one Sunday night, you've got the Bills at Miami taking on the Dolphins. And depending on how the Steelers and the Jaguars games go, the Bills could either be playing for a division title and a three seed or just winning just to make it. Because if they lose this game, there is the possibility that they could be out of the playoffs. So big NFL weekend, of course, week 18, the final regular season weekend before the playoffs start next week. 4:45, health, business, and science notes right after traffic and weather together.
Thank you, Joe. Looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, in Pensacola itself at the moment, we're seeing some minor issues on, we've covered this one a couple times, West Fairfield Drive. If you're traveling westbound coming from North Pace Boulevard, we've got some congestion there. Same can be said if you're traveling northbound on Pensacola Boulevard towards Burgess Road. That you know, that's looking somewhat problematic. Same can be said about Olive Road if you're traveling westbound coming from North Davis Highway, but it's minor spurts there. Where you're going to see the most congestion in Pensacola is if you're traveling northbound on Pine Forest Road. Perhaps you're just getting off of I-10 westbound and trying to travel north towards West 9 Mile Road. If you're in that area, expect some issues there. Beyond Pensacola, however, Milton is the talk of the town currently, and it's all about downtown Milton. If you're traveling into downtown Milton, coming from the east, coming from Dogwood Drive there on Caroline Street, we do have some spurts of congestion as you start to enter downtown. But also, if you're traveling westbound on Caroline Street, coming over Blackwater River and trying to get downtown, you are going to be heavily backed up there.
All right, thank you. Taking a look at our weather forecast.
Heavy rain and potentially thunderstorms will be moving through tonight. Look for breezy weather as well. But the rain will be moving out late tonight or overnight. So Saturday and Sunday, the weather will be dry with a mix of sun and clouds. High Saturday, low 60s. High Sunday, upper 50s. Our next weather maker is a powerful storm system that moves in Monday night. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much. 58 degrees, cloudy right now. High surf and wind advisories in effect here for the listening area. Weekend looks pretty good, though. Partly sunny, highs in the 60s both days, and then looking like some severe weather coming in on Monday. So prepare accordingly. More hospitals across the country are requiring masks as flu and COVID cases are on the rise. Viruses have been on the rise for weeks, and health officials are predicting infections will increase this month. There have been spikes in 31 states in the weeks leading up to the holidays, and more hospitals are going back to requiring masks as a result. Somehow, and I chalk it up to just my superior genetics, but right. Somehow my daughter, my wife have had the stomach flu this week, and my wife's sister, who watched my daughter a little bit this week, has the stomach flu now. I have not. So either my time is coming or what I think is just, you know, the way I take care of myself and superior genetics and everything are just, you know, coming to the forefront there.
It seems like you're just wanting that to be the answer. I will say it may be a father thing, because here's the deal. A few years ago, I got like a stomach bug or something, and my brother got it. My mom got it. My dad was around us the entire time, did not get it. So maybe, who knows, dads are just built different.
That's right.
There was widespread speculation that the Feds would begin cutting interest rates in 2024. But after the first jobs report of the new year today, an economist from UCF says, don't hold your breath. Dr. Sean Snaith says that the economy still remains too hot as the Fed seek to get inflation down to 2%.
Weight bias in the workplace is well documented. Studies showing people with obesity are paid and promoted less on average than trimmer colleagues.
I guess I knew it.
We found our problem. They got us doing this because nobody else wanted to. According to a study by Bloomberg, overweight people are hired less, promoted less, and paid less. One study suggests that for every 6 pounds an average American woman gains, her hourly pay drops 2%. They call it the health halo, where we assume people who appear physically fit are hardworking and goal-oriented types. So,
okay.
Interesting.
Well, I'm heavy set and I'm a hard worker, so I'm going to poke a hole right in that. The winners of the North American Car, Truck, and Utility of the Year have been announced for 2024 at the M1 Concourse Club yesterday. The Toyota Prius was named the Car of the Year, with the Ford Super Duty Pickup Truck winning Truck of the Year and the Kia EV9 getting the Utility of the Year honor.
All right. Winners. Let's see. You just did that one. Oh, here's one. A huge spider was discovered in Australia.
No surprise.
It is 3.1 inches from foot to foot. That's a little bit bigger than a baseball. And if that's not bad enough, it's the largest known male funnel web spider, which makes it not only one of the biggest, but one of the most venomous spiders in the world. The spider has been named Hercules and is now living at a wildlife sanctuary. They'll use Hercules' venom to create anti-venom. So,
never had a drive to go to Australia,
that's right.
And I certainly
that's
don't
right.
know.
That'll kill that real quick. Mm-hmm. Pop culture notes, actor David Soul, dead at the age of 80. His wife confirmed his passing yesterday. Soul, best known for his role as Detective Kenneth Hutchinson in Starsky and Hutch.
And a Hollywood actor and his two daughters are believed to be dead after a Caribbean plane crash. Christian Oliver of Speed Racer and Valkyrie was on the plane when it landed in the ocean after experiencing difficulties. His daughters, who were ages 10 and 12, also perished, along with the plane's pilot and owner.
That's not good.
Yeah.
That sucks. Officially award season, Golden Globes happening Sunday, airing on CBS starting at 7. Barbie leading the movie nominations with 9, including Best Motion Picture in a Musical or Comedy, Oppenheimer with 8, and Succession leads the TV categories with 9 nominations. 4:51, we'll take a break. Wacky stories and good news to finish up hour number 1 on Pensacola right now.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in this Monday morning at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Roxanne Watson is on a mission.
Hello, how are you doing today?
She wants more people to register as organ, eye, and tissue donors.
Are you an organ donor?
Yes, I am.
Yay!
My goal is to sign up the most people in the United States.
What drives her? Roxanne's own life was saved through the gift of a heart transplant, made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day that I was going to devote myself to the cause of organ donation and signing people up and honoring my donor by doing that.
Now she's back to health, and she's a powerful force helping to save lives every day through her work. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life.
8 people can be helped with the major organs, and up to 50 people can be helped with a little bit of everything. And when you think about it that way, that you could help that many people, it's amazing. It really is.
Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning on the Pensacola Morning News, we talked quite a bit about the proposed North Santa Rosa Utilities Authority at the beginning of the 5 o'clock and the 7 o'clock hour, the Transgressors Memorial Service, where I play the role of a woke pastor commemorating the passing of things we canceled the last week. Also talked about new bills proposed in the legislature, including one that would require a vote by the public before any ad valorem taxes got increased. And the RAP talked a lot about development in Escambia and Santa Rosa County. You can find all of those segments and podcasts at newsradio923.com.
Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin, 4 to 7 on News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Pen-
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just about 4:55 here. We will get another quick check of the roads and weather. Not much to report on in Pensacola itself. We do have some minor spurts of congestion here and there, but you're going to see the most issues on Pine Forest Road if you are traveling northbound. Perhaps you just got off of I-10 West and are traveling near West 9 Mile Road. That's still giving us some trouble at this time. Outside of Pensacola, Caroline Street is giving us the most issues if you're traveling westbound over Blackwater River and trying to get into downtown Milton. If you're doing that, expect some pretty serious congestion there.
All right, taking a look at our Channel 3 first warning weather forecast.
Heavy rain and potentially thunderstorms will be moving through tonight. Look for breezy weather as well. But the rain will be moving out late tonight or overnight. So Saturday and Sunday, the weather will be dry with a mix of sun and clouds. Highs Saturday, low 60s. Highs Sunday, upper 50s. Our next weather maker is a powerful storm system that moves in Monday night. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Sitting at 58 degrees currently, won't get too much cooler tonight, just 55. Do have high surf and wind advisories in effect through the night with the rainy conditions making their way here. Austin, are you aware of what the Stanley Cup fever is?
I know what the Stanley Cup is, I know what a fever is, but when you combine them, you lose me.
I am only aware of one Stanley Cup, and that is the most famous trophy in all of sports.
There you go.
But apparently, it has nothing to do with the actual Stanley Cup of hockey. The limited edition cup fever reaching new heights with a desperate man jumping over the counter at a Target Starbucks trying to steal a whole box of them. Footage at the store shows him kicking his way out of the stall with the goods in hand, and almost immediately, bystanders and store security steps in, one person tackling him to the ground. The box was able to be pried out of his hands. He did appear to exit with one of the hot pink tumblers that people are apparently going nuts for. They're $50 retail. I need somebody to explain this to me because I do not know what it is about these particular tumblers that has people going nuts for them. If you have any insight, please text us 850-437-1620.
A group of 10 people in Indiana tried to get around a restaurant's 18% gratuity policy by splitting into two smaller groups of five and pretending they didn't know each other.
That's not a bad idea.
No, it's not. But employees caught on, added the tip anyway, and it caused a huge fight where a guest pepper sprayed two managers.
That's a bad idea.
Yes. The restaurant called the cops to file a report, and paramedics treated the two managers who got pepper sprayed. I mean, if they are like being treated and tended to as two separate parties, if that's what's happening, then... Is it moral? I don't know about all that.
That's not right. Just eat it. I mean, you decided to go in a group of that big.
Yeah.
You pay it. Come on. Police in Leeds, Alabama say a man stripped down decided to take a swim in the massive aquarium inside the Bass Pro Shops.
Of course he did.
Not sure what the deal is with the Bass Pro Shops, people doing stupid stuff with those aquariums. 42-year-old George Owens was apparently first acting erratically by driving his car into a power pole in the parking lot. Then he stripped naked, ran inside, and jumped into the aquarium.
He's quite the misunderstood gentleman. A Georgia man is being treated for severe burns after he tried to open a bag of chips with a lighter. The 75-year-old man was rushed to a burn center Wednesday after receiving third-degree burns over 75% of his body. A press release said the man was using a lighter to open the chips because he was unable to do it with his hands and accidentally set himself on fire. How does that happen? I don't understand.
I don't know.
I mean, my goodness.
Maybe his hand was too close or something, and it just kind of spread to his arms.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. It sounds like there had to have been something flammable involved, because obviously you can burn yourself with a lighter pretty easily, but actually setting yourself alight and having severe burns over 75% of your body.
Plus, I mean, he's 75, so he's probably not moving that quickly. I don't know. That's weird. Looking at some good news, a letter was recently delivered to a family in Illinois 80 years after it was written. The letter was originally penned in 1943 to Lewis and Lavina George in the city of DeKalb. It was lost in the mail for decades until an unnamed postal worker tracked down the only two surviving members of the George family, their two daughters, and delivered it to them. Their daughter, Jeanette, said it was pretty incredible getting a special glimpse of their parents' lives.
And a guy in D.C. gave his wife a Powerball ticket for Christmas that hit for $2 million. It was for a drawing that happened December 2nd, and he hadn't checked the numbers, so they didn't find out it was a winner until Christmas Day. That's pretty poetic there.
Yeah, that's awesome there. A texter saying Doritos are flammable, apparently.
Oh, okay.
I will check that. Not that I'm, you know, saying that he's incorrect. I don't know, but I will verify that. But yeah, it makes sense. So it could have been just the brand of chips. Something on his hands, who knows? But yeah, I hope he's able to get better there. Channel 3 News at 5 is coming up now.